AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, special guest G Herbo. It's time for that Big Facts.
Yo, my nigga.
What's going on with everybody? Everybody good on this fine day?
Gang.
We're fantastic.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Herbo, man, you are like one of the most requested, if not the most requested guests for Big Facts. So welcome. You know what I'm saying? We look forward to that conversation.
I requested myself. I ain't going to lie.
You said you requested? Are you a fan of the show?
Sure. This the culture, man. I had to, man. I ain't going to lie. I wanted to pull up. I ain't never really like requesting myself to go on no shit. I ain't going to lie. Big bro, I tell you, I used to tell him like myself, like, man, I need to do that shit, man. Come on, what we doing?
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah. No. Boys. Absolutely. New project 25 going crazy. Good, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations on that. Looking, what's on G Herbo mind today, man?
Today, man, I'm just chilling, man. I just went and picked my son up right now, so I'm in daddy mode and shit, man.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know, when I come to Atlanta, I really be hanging out for real, unless I'm with my son and shit. So I just pulled up right here because this the home team. You know, it ain't shit to pull up right here.
What's the spot you be fucking with when you in the A-Town?
Shit, Copper Cove.
Copper Cove, right. Shout out to Ruz. Gotta fuck with Copper Cove.
So they got everything up there.
Yeah. Shout out to Ruz, man.
Boy, gambling shit.
Niggas done took old Buckhead.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They doing shit. They got the white boy in place now. They doing whatever.
Right. Yeah.
They let them get money.
Yeah.
A little money. That's all it took.
Yeah.
Run up him a couple dollars. Now I know exactly what you're talking about, too. He used to be on bullshit, too, boy.
Mm-hmm. Tripping.
Mm-hmm. Man, recently you had, showed a lot of love to Nicki Minaj, who gave you, I guess, your first big co-sign of feature, and you were saying some shit like, you know what I'm saying, she harder than a lot of male rappers and all that shit. And also that, I guess that, you know, a feature from Nicki Minaj is life-changing.
Yeah.
Who else do you think outside of Nicki Minaj has like that life-changing feature ability?
Drake, for sure.
Drake, for sure.
Yeah, Drake. Shit, a couple artists, it just depends on like what you do with it and how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Hove, that could be a life-changing situation. A lot of people like Meek, Future, Thug, a lot of that shit could change your life. It just depends on how you position, you know what I'm saying, the record for real. But yeah, yeah.
Right.
I feel like the right right co-sign would definitely take you all the way over the top for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then do you see yourself in the space of blessing maybe some other Chicago artists or other people to, because you kind of in that situation too. G Herbo give you that co-sign, you know what I'm saying? Niggas looking at you.
For sure, like,
yeah, that's why gas to the fire.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a bunch of artists. Like, it's really not down yourself down. Like, Savage, one of them artists that he can co-sign you and take you over the top. I feel like I could do it too, though. I feel like I'm definitely one of them artists that could, you know what I'm saying? I did it before, though, you know, like, not just with just a feature, just a co-sign. Like, a lot of artists coming out of Chicago, I would, like, co-sign or play their music on live and shit, and then it'll just really, like, pipe their whole movement up, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's really, like, that's just one part of it, though. You gotta have the talent, for sure, though, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have the talent, and people, the people gotta fuck with your movement. So I feel like a cosign. That's easy. If a motherfucker real and they gonna rock with you, it don't really cost no money. Like, I don't really be trying to do it like just cosign somebody's shit or play somebody's shit to kind of position myself to benefit off their shit. You know what I'm saying? I really be fucking with it. Like, a lot of times, like, my team and homies, people around me, like, man, you got to stop doing that. But it's like, for what? Shit, I'm just showing love. I want to see niggas win. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really do it. Like, a lot of times, I done actually wanted to sign artists and play their shit and then didn't sign them. And I ain't never had no bad blood or no ill feelings or nothing towards them. You know, I fucked with it. I genuinely fucked with it. So you was doing something right to even make me want to play your shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's what it's about, for real.
So when you dropped PTSD, that was like your first top 10 entry.
Yeah.
And then now that you dropped 25 debuted at number 5 on the list. So what do you feel like is your growth from the PTSDs and the 25? Well, really from Welcome to Phazoland to the PTSDs and the 25s. Like, what do you think? How do you think you evolved from then to now?
Really, it's just, I feel like I just stayed solid through everything, you know, because when I dropped my first project, Welcome to Phazoland, I was like 17 years old, some shit like that.
For real?
Yeah, I was young as hell.
Damn.
But I was really like in the streets more so than anything, you know. So I like, it's a lot of shit that come in the, like, behind the scenes of the industry. A lot of adversity and a lot of shit you got to overcome, especially with being independent. Mm-hmm. I've been independent the whole time. I've been an artist. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I took the long route, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The more I've been through shit and overcame it, I grew as a man, you know what I'm saying? And the more I grew as a man, I grew as an artist. So I feel like that was really the difference, and it reflected through my music. I never had like one record, a big record that just blew me up and turned me to this big star overnight, no shit like that. You know, I always just did good business and just weathered the storm, because I go through a lot of shit behind closed doors, like in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's just ironing out, you know, shit on internally with my business. Really, like, one of the toughest things I did, though, was leaving the streets for real and just chasing only music, you know what I'm saying? Like, separating myself from a lot of shit, a lot of negative shit, a lot of my homies, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't had nothing to do with, like, no bad blood or nothing. I just felt like I was so deep in the streets, I couldn't really grow.
It was,
if I
would have
just stayed in my same environment, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now today. So I had to take a real step back from, like, everything, you know. And my music grew. Like, that was around the time I dropped Humble Beast, which was my first album.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I grew as an artist. Like, my music matured and shit like that. So just them different transitions. Then I had a son around that time. And I just started to grow. And I feel like my music, the more I grow, you could tell through my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like I go through a lot of, like, dark shit behind closed doors that I don't really talk about on the internet. I know shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And I just lock myself in the studio. Like, when I be stressed out and going through shit, I just isolate myself from everything, go to the studio every day and just put it in my music. That shit like a form of therapy for me, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like every time I do that, I just blossom through music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with 2-5, I went through like a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? My little brother died in January. I was just falling back from that. I got a baby, you know what I'm saying? Another son I just had in May. So, like, just getting into that transition of my life, you know what I'm saying? With, like, nigga be stressing and facing trauma and still having to go home and be a boyfriend and be a father and be a son and an artist and all this. You got to put on a certain face for everybody in the world.
But
behind closed doors, nigga be really, like, feeling away, like, real-ass sick, for real.
Yeah, real shit.
So, I just be trying to not let that shit rub off on nobody. Like, I don't want my girl to be feeling the pain I'm feeling every day, or my mama or my kids and all that. So in order to do so, I got to, like, make a sacrifice and take that time away from them until I get myself together. You know what I'm saying? And then the only thing that make me feel good is doing music. So I feel like that's why my music reflect that, you know, so much.
So, shit, like, all the stuff that you were going through and all the stuff that you've been through, like, from growing up and even that you still go through as an adult, was that kind of like the catalyst that made you start the Swerving Through Stress last year?
Yeah. I did that because when I go back home, I'll be seeing, like, I see myself and my homies and shit, like, in so much, like, in so many of the kids that I interact with on the day-to-day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't used to listen to nobody. I've been rapping since I was 16 years old, you know, so I've been on my same team, my same business partner, my same manager, all of them since I was 16 years old. I always had, like, good, solid people around me, but I still did what I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? I had my partner. I had niggas investing in me when I was a kid, 16 years old. I was still in the streets, like, thugging. I could have died or went to jail any day, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't really thinking about nothing but myself. It's nothing nobody could have told me or could have gave me no advice that just would have made me leave the streets, because that's all I wanted to do. I love that.
Right.
So with saying that, I'm trying to say, like, kids don't really listen until it's either somebody going to have to show them that they really care enough to make them want to have another alternative. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell a nigga, oh, no, you're going to die, go to jail in the streets. Everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know what they up against when they really in it and putting themselves in these environments and in the line of fire every day. But what's your alternative? You can't have no kid, like, or a grown man, nobody. You can't have nobody who this all they know. You want them to change their life around in the blink of an eye, but you ain't got shit else for them to do.
Right.
Right. No, exactly.
No options. Nothing. Facts. You trying to tell a nigga, like, no, this, you know what I'm saying? But, like, even though I had talent and I was doing music the whole time and I felt like I could make it, but the only thing that I felt was working for me was being in the streets. I felt the safest in the streets.
Mm.
I felt like I was the most, it was the most beneficial for me. That was the only way I knew how to make some money. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't making money off rap when I was 17 years old, for real. Like, it wasn't enough for me to just dedicate myself straight to it. And swerving through stress, I did that because I feel like kids listen to me, especially in Chicago, like, because they know I really come from that. You know what I'm saying? I already made a name for myself in the streets before I was, like, this big artist. So a lot of people really know me out there. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be able to come back and they see I got shit that's tangible, I got property in Chicago, I got a school in Chicago, and I'm 25 years old. And they seeing me like, damn, it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them, like, no, I only want to come back and motivate you because I was once you. You know what I'm saying? You could do this same shit, you know? I done went to the jails and shit like that. And a lot of times, like, I just look at the kids. They don't really listen to nobody. And then I come and talk to them. And then they'll tell, like, one time this kid told me, like, man, I got juvenile life. And as soon as I get out of jail, I'm going right to the joint, man. There ain't no hope for me. And I'm like, that's what they want you to think. They really want you to feel like it's no way for you to ever overcome any of the shit you're going through. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I started that initiative, you feel me? Because it ain't just about me. I don't want to go. I named my son Essence, man, after my block. I don't want to go back to my hood if I can't bring my kids over there. If I can't make that shit good enough for me to be able to stand out there and not have to carry no gun when I'm 35, 40 years old. That ain't why I'm doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's about putting the resources back into it, putting the resources back into the community. I know rappers. I know NBA players. I know engineers. Like, that's why the building we got, we going to turn into a multimedia facility, because it's like, nigga got the resources. We got everything that we could put back into the community. I could have my homies. All right, you fuck with me. Let's go back and just talk to these kids about engineering, or talk to these kids about the ins and outs of going to play pro basketball or college basketball on a high level, or, you know, just production, whatever it is, whatever your specialty is, whatever your specialty is, just go back and just not even just showing them how to do it, but just letting them see and feel you. Like, that shit a different feeling from seeing somebody on the internet and them being right in front of you and they like, oh, damn, this a real nigga too. He actually a real person. Like, people really look at us and feel like we superheroes because we on the internet and we get, you know, we regular people. Like, if you go and have a regular conversation with somebody, that shit could really change their life. You know what I'm saying? And I learned that just off experience, you feel me? So that's why that shit, like, just as important as the music to me, for real.
What was that one moment or one thing that happened that made you feel like, I can do this shit?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, really. And I ain't even just saying, like, on no other shit. Like, really, when Nikki flew me to L.A., like, she actually flew me to L.A. for real and just had me in the studio with her and, like, telling me, like, no, I only reached out to you because I fuck with you. Like, I really, like, your flows and all this shit, that shit inspired me to make this song. And I'm like, me? That shit really tripped me out. So when I did the song with her, and the shit came out, like, a success for real. And then she brought me out for Summer Jam, and I'm going back home, and it's like my whole world changed a little bit because I was still in the streets, don't get me wrong, but, like, just the reaction I get from people just made me feel like it inspired me to feel like, all right, no, I gotta do this shit for real. I gotta do it. For real. Like, everywhere I went, like,
yeah, I ain't little Herb no more. Like,
every single anybody that I interacted with, they reaction was different. Like, the police would treat me different, all kind of shit. Like, I used to get breaks from the police, they ain't wanna lock me up no more. They ask me all type of goofy ass questions. Yo, what's up with Nicki Minaj? Her ass fat for real. Like, hey, on some fan shit, you know?
Right, right.
So it kind of, like, it made me feel like, I ain't really feel like I was there yet, but I'm like, these people really acknowledging me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could really get there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that was a lot. It was definitely like a game changer for me. Like, I always was like humble and modest. I never really lived in no moment. So I wasn't even tripping. Like, I felt good about having a song, but when I went back, I know I'm finna go right back into these same environments. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. But it's just the reaction that I got from people. Going to the studio, people were really tearing me like, no, you a star.
What made you just say, fuck that, I gotta leave the city?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I was getting in too much trouble, bro. I was like going to jail and getting in chases and shit with the police all the time, like every day though, like every single day, you know what I'm saying? And then,
like, just a matter of time for it.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm like, man, I can't do it for real. Like, I was probably like 19 going on 20 years old, and I had just bought my mama a house. I bought my mama a house in the suburbs, and I was still like, just in the streets for real. So I go outside, gotta travel 30 minutes just to get to my hood because my mama lives so far now. Mm. And I'm like, why I'm even having to go? Why I'm even driving 30 minutes to go be in some bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, like, as soon as I get over there, the police locking niggas up, I'm getting the high speed chases and all type of crazy shit. Mm. And I ain't gonna lie, it was just one last little situation where I'm like, I can't keep doing this shit. I know for a fact, if I just keep on, like, just putting myself in these environments and these situations, I know for a fact, like, I'ma go to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going, like, this shit going to end bad for me.
You know, closer, yeah, and closer,
you,
yeah.
You know how you had that dark cloud over your head and your feel gut feeling.
Just you accepted your signs. That's what it is. You accepted your signs.
For sure, bro. I ain't going to lie. And I was saying in my head, like, man, I can't keep on just ignoring my blessings for real. Like, nigga catching blessings every day, every single day. Like, every single day. And I'm like, man, hell no. This shit don't work like that. This shit chest, this shit ain't check, because I ain't finna be just keep coming outside and feeling like I'm the lucky one, like I'm just not going to jail or getting shot no shit because I'm lucky.
Mm. Yeah.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's some shit that when you sit by yourself, you just get depressed about, like?
Thinking about my little brother, though, I ain't gonna lie right now. He passed away in January 28th. I be thinking about him a lot because that shit wasn't really for him. I ain't gonna lie. Like, sometimes I be feeling like a nigga did something to him just to hurt me.
Mm.
That shit be like fucking me up a lot. And really, that be the most shit though. You know
what
I'm saying?
How you bounce back from that shit? How you shake
it? I don't know. I was drinking a lot. I went into like a slump, like real, like just emotional slump. Just drinking all day, every day. Going to the studio, drinking, 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 drinking. Everybody, cause like I can't smoke no more. And that's what I do. I'm a smoker. So it's like I just felt like I needed some substance to like balance it because I'm angry. You know how you go through some shit and you be like, everything just make you think about it. Like niggas smile and laugh, having fun. You like, what the fuck I'm having fun for? Like, you know, like
that's really, yeah.
That's fucked up when you gotta think like that. Like you can't even really smile and enjoy yourself because you like, what I got to smile about? And I got everything to smile about. Nigga really blessed, you know. So just thinking about that shit, I have to like leave the house 3-4 in the morning. Go ride just to get that shit out of me because, like, you know, being around my girl, it's like she understand, but as a man, like, I just feel like as a man, bro, you can't really even complain about it. And that's not good either. Like, you can't really complain about your situation or complain about being stressed out because at the end of the day, I feel like don't nobody really, like, you the man, you know? You're supposed to be strong.
But you got
to
let it out, dog.
You got to let it out.
You got to let it out.
I do that. I feel like I do that and I grieve on my own time because at the end of the day, shit, my bills ain't going to stop coming. Mm. My kid ain't going to stop crying when he need milk. You know what I'm saying? My girl ain't going to stop wanting attention and affection and shit like that. But like, how you going to be able to get her that if you can't even get it to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Or get anybody that. So I just feel like I got to isolate myself to get that shit out and then come back and be the man I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But that was probably like one of my biggest heartbreaks for real though. Like even being in the streets, I done lost a lot of shit, bro. And I done felt a lot of pain, but just that right there just made me feel like, damn.
How important is it like to have the right female though?
Oh no, super important for sure. Cause you know, big bro. Cause it's like a woman don't really understand. Cause like I said, you're not going to tell them everything. You're not going to tell them that when you leave this house, you got to go swim with sharks and you got to go broke all these bad deals and go hang around niggas that really like love you, but don't love you for real. Mm-hmm. And then you got to come back home. You want to feel peace. You want to just feel your woman being there for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got that. I ain't going to lie. I definitely got that. And it's important. It play a big part and it make you want to go out and hustle so you can just bring it right back to her. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, women don't really understand that you got to do that. So you got to tell them a little bit, you feel me? So you got to tell them what you up against when you leave the house. But just if they not nurturing on their own, they'll never really get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? No matter what you tell or how much you try to explain.
You're smart, ass, y'all niggas.
Nah, for real.
Hey, D. Kevin. Hey, before you get to the question, this nigga answer it.
Right.
I got a question. Every time I have a question in my head, this nigga answer it.
Right.
But then there's other questions. No,
bullshit,
real
though,
shit.
It's like, if she ain't really got it, it's nothing you could do to tell her to make her want to, you know what I'm saying, make you feel good when you get home. She just got to want to be that person for you. That shit important, though. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, but we was in Jamaica. Y'all like sister and brother, though.
Yeah, nah, for real, yeah, though. It's shit. Like, and that's so funny you saying that, just being around. Like, yeah, that's my girl. We, you know, we affectionate, but it's like, we argue, cool. Talk shit. We cool the same way, like, growing in the house with your sister or some shit like that, for real.
So it's like, so with having a girl and with also having like a child with somebody else that you used to be involved in prior to your current relationship, how do you balance like the relationship between your current girlfriend and your child's mother? Like, what advice would you give to niggas like as to how to be able to bring a happy medium to the middle and make everybody get along for the most part?
You just gotta be the man, you know. You can't take nothing personal, especially like women emotions, because women gonna be emotions. They shit like
facts.
It's like an ocean. Women gonna say what they feel, and a man gonna say what he mean. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta think about that. Like even when you emotional and want to say some shit, you gotta take a step back, think about it. Like no, hell no, it's cool. You ain't wrong. I don't fault you for how you feel or fault you for how you feel. But at the end of the day, it's all about shit being a family for real. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact, regardless if I'm with my baby mama or not, that's still my family. That's my son mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the
family
I'm building is my family because this is the family I'm building. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's all about just being a family. And I feel like if you're a real nigga and you do right by your kids, it's nothing no woman gonna be able to do or say for real. They gonna like,
unless you playing with their emotions, you still fucking them.
Yeah, as long as you're transparent about everything, then right, like,
you long as you ain't fucking them,
you can't fuck them. You can't play with their emotions at all. You know what I'm saying? But you just gotta do right by your kids, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't.
And that'll kill a lot of the shit.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of shit. You'll grow. It ain't gotta be no personal relationship or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, if you gonna stand on your job and your business as a man and take care of your kids, they not gonna never deny you that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, we could be friends or we don't gotta be friends. But at the end of the day, this my job and I'm gonna just do it to, you know, right, what I'm saying, the best of my ability. And it shouldn't really be no drama after that, for real. Mm.
How hard is it being a young nigga in this shit and to get the respect that you trying to get? You know what I'm saying? How hard is that shit?
No, that's probably the toughest shit, for real. That's the toughest part, because it's like, right now, in the world we live in, people respect, like, a look. They respect a look, money, and fame over actual respect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like being a real nigga, you ain't gonna never really get the respect that you deserve or the respect that you feel you need, because it ain't a lot of people like that that's going to understand the way you move and going to give you respect just off being solid, because niggas ain't solid. And you know that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How do a nigga avoid, like, being in the jury competition? Yeah. Like, niggas buy what they want to buy, but you know, sometimes when a new watch comes, if you ain't got it, you don't sell off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you don't, how do a nigga avoid that type shit?
You got to, like, see, you got to avoid that just by, like, you gotta just be solid. Like, ain't no competition for real.
Have your own,
like,
style.
You gotta have your own style and not be no competition. Cause at the end of the day, it depend on what type of nigga you is. I know I come from literally nothing. Like,
facts.
I'm from the real live trenches. I'm a real street nigga. I ain't even probably supposed to be here for real. But I'm supposed to be here cause I work to be here. So every room I'm in, I'm supposed to be in it. But what I was up against, I ain't supposed to be here. So when you think about shit like that, it's like, who is to tell me that I ain't winning because I ain't got this watch or this car? My mama got a $1 million house. I got a multi-$1 million house. I got 6 cars, 5 watches, 10 million chains. Like, how a nigga gonna tell me that I ain't winning because I don't got the same amount of shit he got? You know,
bro,
what I'm saying?
You gotta speak to the kids, bro. You got this. This what you here for, bro.
Nah, for
you
real.
You gotta put this shit in the music, bro.
Because that shit, like, nigga,
that's
don't.
A young nigga saying that shit, that's real shit,
no,
though.
No, it is real shit, because it's like, nigga, look at you like, oh, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that because you ain't this way. And a nigga tell you that ain't got none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a real nigga who got everything, and you still a real nigga, but you got everything, you not going to look at a nigga like, oh, no, I can't fuck with him because he ain't got what I got. Sometimes you just need to get around certain people to position yourself to have, like, everybody got their own time. It might take you 5-10 years to be able to afford whatever you want. But at least I can afford some shit. I can go do what I want to do when I want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This shit a real competition, though. Like, a nigga look at you like, you ain't that nigga, or they ain't gonna respect you because you ain't gonna do this, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, shit, all I did was keep it solid. I done took care of myself, my mama, all my homies in position to go win. Like, I ain't the only one with no watch. All my niggas got watches, chains, cars, all this shit, you know? So I could go have every other Patek Richard meal. But at the end of the day, it's 3-4 other millionaires with me right now that could pick the tab up right now and pay for this shit. So
that's real.
A lot of times people, like, they want to position they self higher than they position other people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really been one of them people, you know, and I think that's why it take me longer and it take people longer to get up on my shit and to, like, fuck with it, because I ain't trying to make you fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just this shit for who is fuck, for real.
So, well, like, if you had to pick.
Yeah, you know that. Dope sell itself. Yeah. All you gotta do is just chill. Pass this shit out to who it's for, and they gonna come back for it.
Yeah,
shit, they gonna advertise it for you.
No bullshit, though.
But if you had to pick, like, 5 people to go on the Chicago rap Rushmore, who would they be?
For Chicago, it'd be Sosa, Dirt, sure. Juice WRLD, Polo.
And you?
And myself.
Yeah, I fuck with none of the old niggas.
I do though. I ain't gonna lie, I do.
Yeah, ain't no twisters.
It's just what we.
I heard no, yeah, ain't no twisters.
I feel like it's what we doing now. It's a little different. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
If
I
could, for history, yeah, there,
it is
no
though.
Twister, no.
It is. I ain't gonna lie, but see, I have to do 2 because if I did another one, I'd do a straight old head. I just feel like the wave and what we doing for, like, music in Chicago different, man. Like, niggas, like, I ain't trying to knock nobody or no, none of the old heads, but niggas just respecting this shit a lot more right now with what we doing.
Yeah, the old heads made a different kind of music.
Then they respect back then. You know what I'm saying? And I just know that because I love hip hop. I always like was a young nigga in the mix. I've been like outside 10, 12 years old. Like I was always somebody like in my neighborhood and all through the East Side. So I was able to like see this shit for myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see Kanye in person when I was a kid. I didn't see Bump J in person when I was a kid. Twista, like he really like know my uncle. The reason why I even started rapping in the first place. You know, my uncle passed away. Mm. His name was K-Tone, but Twista know him personally. You feel what I'm saying? And like the aura, everything was different. Like I ain't gonna lie, I never really been starstruck seeing no rapper in Chicago until I seen Bum J hop out when I was leaving school one time. Like he hopped out and just they movement and what they was doing. I don't know, maybe just being a street nigga, he ain't really like, he was just, I feel like
he Where's
was
he at people. Now?
Bump, he out and about. You know what I'm saying? He out, he hustling. Bump doing him. You know what I'm saying? But like, just when I seen him when I was a kid, that shit just, I ain't never really been starstruck for real. And then I seen Ye again, I was like starstruck a little bit. And Ye had said something to me like, man, you gotta stop letting these niggas steal your style. And I'm like, damn, I didn't even think he knew who I was. You feel me? But he knew who I was. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like music right now in Chicago, we could really do something way different than it's ever been done if we just come together. You know what I'm saying? We got to come together like how y'all doing out here, bro.
What you think the process of that is, though?
Just leaving all the bullshit alone, man. So much street shit in Chicago where, like, niggas would be cool, but you can't be as cool as you want to be because you know a nigga or y'all cousins into it. Like, my cousin and my homie could possibly potentially be in the same room, and I know these niggas going to kill each other as soon as they see each other. Soon they see each other, they gonna try to kill each other. No matter if I'm here, who he here, she here, they here. Like, we gotta do, like, position niggas where it's like, it ain't even worth it. Like, at the end of the day, when blood gets shed, I know for sure, like, it's unforgivable. It's you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's unforgivable. And I was like that. I was the same nigga. But when you got kids, you got 5-10 million sitting in your account, you ain't finna just go shoot a nigga broad day like right now. You're not doing that, no matter how you feel, how angry, how much anger you got. Nigga gonna think twice about that.
You got too much to lose for sure.
Hell yeah. Right. So you gotta put niggas in position. You gotta have opportunity where niggas is really getting money and they don't even got like that mentality where I ain't got nothing to lose. You know, I don't give no fuck how angry you is, how much you a real street nigga and a killer for sure. Nigga gonna think twice before they just go put themselves in the line of fire if you actually got something going on for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be selfish. We got to really, like, everybody who got some type of money, opportunity, resources, put that shit back in Chicago so we could get some money flowing out here. Like, that's the difference between Chicago and Atlanta. Niggas getting money. A nigga ain't even got a rap. You ain't never heard a rap from this nigga. He got every chain, every watch you got, car, all this shit, because niggas is getting money out here. That's what they focus on, money. Like, nigga in Chicago wake up, just want to kill. They don't want to get no money. We got to make a nigga not want to do nothing but get some money. Like, when the niggas feel money, though, and they see what it do for you, that's what they going to want to do.
Yeah.
How big you think, what part you think the music play in that shit, though?
It play a big part of it, because growing up in our wave we had in Chicago was so, like, big. And it was so many niggas rapping and not understanding what they doing. Like, you had niggas that came up solid that was real live, real niggas that was rapping and living what they saying. But it's a lot of shit, like, what we did with rapping had transferred to other places and shit like that. People rapping about shit that they really not ain't living. You know what I'm saying? So rap played a big part in it because how we came up, niggas talking about this nigga hood and this nigga dead nigga and this, and the third. But it's like, you don't even really feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times a nigga be rapping,
that it shit just they sound good. You know that shit they want to hear.
It just sound good. Like, a nigga will see you and you will see a nigga you on tour with or a nigga you rapping about and your eyes just tell a nigga you scared. So now they going to really try you. You feel what I'm saying? They going to eat you because you not even really like that. And at the end of the day, they don't make you cool or not cool. If a nigga know how to rap about something that make you cool, that you really
that you believe in.
But you think that should have worked with what going on?
Yeah, it will, because at the end of the day, it's like, it's a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? Certain nigga, like a real nigga, like if I see a niggas rap about me all the time, and I be seeing niggas, but I ain't rap about you, you said something about me, so I see you, and you supposed to try me immediately, and I want you to, for real, but you not, though, you know you not.
But I'm saying, if somebody go rap about, just say if it's a kid, go rap about goddamn school.
Yeah.
Or anything else.
Hell yeah, it'll work because it's a lot of people that go to school.
But
it ain't not a lot of rappers that rap about
like
school.
That shit working though.
Ain't nobody did it though, for real. Like, ain't nobody did that shit for real, man. Not in the city for real. Like, it'll work to a certain extent, but I feel like ain't nobody gonna co-sign it because everybody think they supposed to rap about some other shit that they not really living. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that shit ain't doing nothing but getting niggas killed for real.
For sure.
That shit ain't doing nothing but getting niggas killed.
For sure.
So it's like, you could win just being like a cool, smooth, wavy nigga, but it's like, what you in it for? Like, is you trying to win just being you, or you trying to be the biggest nigga by being something that you ain't? You not gonna be the biggest nigga being something you ain't.
See, you can say that from the point of being the nigga that you say you is.
Right.
But a person that's looking at this shit as entertainment.
Yeah, you right though.
The person that's looking at this shit as entertainment, and I'm like,
nah, you absolutely right. But that go to say this shit ain't for everybody. You gotta find what's for you. Like,
but it actually work for some of these niggas who be lying.
It do work for some niggas that be lying, but then it's like it work on the internet and what you think, but niggas don't be happy for real.
They don't be broke no more.
Nah, they don't though. They
you know
don't.
What I'm saying?
They
I'm
don't.
Just being 100. Nah, like, these niggas need to be to change their life. Okay, but I get what you're saying totally, and I'm not disagreeing. Yeah. What I'm saying is a nobody ass nigga could be sending his mama basement and make a hot ass song saying, goddamn, what he finna do to a nigga?
Yeah.
That shit blow up.
One song. Change his life.
Yeah, that shit changed his life. Now he able to take care of his family and shit. But right. You done create a real problem, like.
Yeah.
A real problem. But a nigga feel like, shit, I've just been seeing him broke. I already had this problem and this money than to be broke.
Yeah.
With no problems.
Yeah. Certain niggas don't feel like that. But then there's certain niggas that's like, shit, when they do it, they regret even doing it because the problems that come with it.
For sure.
The problems, the trouble come with it. Like, niggas looking for you that you don't even, like, you can't even protect yourself. You got to go isolate yourself. And then it's like, nigga, when they feel like that, they go in a real slump. They don't even want to make music no more. They don't want to do nothing. Now you got all these bills and everybody depending on you and you ain't got no other way to make no money because you don't even want to make music no more.
Outside.
You don't want to come outside. You don't want to go to the studio. You don't want to do no shows because niggas on your ass. Mm-hmm. So,
but you got some niggas
everybody.
To do that bitch ass shit and go all the way with it.
Yeah, they will though.
Like,
that do that, I respect them more.
Yeah,
because at least you gonna take everything that come with the shit that you created. You feel
you saying? Don't start something and then bitch up. Basically.
Hell no, don't start nothing and then just like you created this problem for all these niggas. You got niggas actually killing each other, and now you nowhere to be found. Mm. You know where to be found at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you and it ain't even got to be nothing to do with like being in the mix or contributing to the war. Go try to clear that shit up before it get too messy and niggas really start dying and too much blood gets spilled where you can't come back from it.
For sure.
Go try to clear that shit up in some way if you can. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't lying though. The music, rap music that's just that made it so fucked up to be a young nigga in general where it's like, you can't even come back from this shit no more. It's damn near impossible for real.
Because if you say, goddamn, if you come on this interview right now and say, oh, well, you know what? Tell my ops I don't got no problem.
Yeah.
Your fan gonna be looking like, but you're a bitch.
You a straight bitch.
Like, what do you do? It's just like a dilemma.
No,
like,
it is.
You could really want to, in your heart, feel like, I want to change, bro. I'm really sick of this shit. But then you lose your fans.
Yeah. No,
What do you do?
I think you get other fans, though. I think you get other fans. You can get other fans.
Other
everybody,
fans, but you ain't gonna have the fans.
You ain't gonna have those fans.
With,
no,
you
for
ain't gonna
sure.
be as big as you probably was.
You're gonna lose nothing. Nobody trying to lose nothing.
But then again, it's like, Like you just said, you got to take it. No, don't forget what you just said. I just want to make this one point. You got to take everything that come with this shit.
Fact.
Even if, like, I didn't change my, I ain't trying to start no shit today. But it's like, if you got a problem with me for what happened 5-10 years ago, I just got to take what come with it. It is what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that never goes away. People got a problem with you that you don't even know.
Yeah.
People got a problem. People wake up and make you their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers that wake up and make
hell yeah.
If that nigga Herb was still right here, if he pick up the phone, I'll be this.
Yeah.
Or I'll do that.
But that's why you gotta just stay aggressive and stay like what you are. Because at the end of the day, you gonna have them type of problems. So it's like, I can't just say, fuck it, I don't want nothing to do with nothing no more. Like, I don't want no trouble, but it is what it is. I'm gonna take it. If it come to me, I got to shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Man, what do a nigga do?
One of the brands I respect, I was finna say, Snoop Dogg, bro, because he came from gangster shit early on.
He outlived this shit.
But the niggas that he was in tour with all dead in jail, he supposed to be able to do this shit.
Yeah, he outlived the whole shit.
No, that's true.
It's only going to be a handful of niggas, maybe 4 or 5 niggas that's the last men
standing. Any nigga that mad at shit, them niggas ain't got no money, them niggas ain't got nothing going on.
No, but I'm saying he don't transition to the point where he ain't got to worry about all that dumb shit.
Snoop. I don't know how old Snoop is. I'm talking about these young 20.
Oh, how do they get to
30 on the niggas?
We gotta ask him.
Impossible.
We gotta ask him.
Try to live as long as
try to live, live it out. Yeah, survive.
It's damn near impossible.
It is impossible for real, because he not lying though. No matter what, even if you got like certain niggas that's so deep in the streets, that's on some real nigga shit too, and getting money now. Like they ops, even though it's automatic smoke when we see each other, it is what it is. But niggas respect you just cause off who you is and what you did. Like, and I feel like I got that in Chicago. Like, a nigga respect me for sure. A nigga gonna see me and damn near like not out of fear or nothing, just think twice before they even go act off impulse and try to do something to me. You know what I'm saying? Cause I built that kind of respect for myself. But at the end of the day, like Big Bro just said, you gonna have a nigga just wake up mad at the world for no reason. That just wanna do something to you. Fuck all that, I don't respect nothing, I'm gonna go crash out right then. So it is almost impossible to avoid that shit.
But the first step is to move. We agree that the first step.
Hell yeah, that's what I did. Step. But that don't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I only move because I was citizen B.
Exactly.
Brought in his family here for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or LA, wherever you go, his family there. So
exactly.
But when you come in the motherfucker, you ain't making no noise. How you gonna move?
You gonna move for that's what? Just had them same problems that you had in Chicago. You better off just staying from where you from. And he just hit it right on the head. Like, I moved because I was on a mission where, like, I'm just finna separate myself from this right here and just come out here and just focus on going to the studio, going to the crib. But at the end of the day, I know I still got love in L.A. because I fuck with niggas that got love in L.A. You know what I'm saying? Disrespected. And I know I got love in Atlanta because I fuck with niggas the same way. You know, I've been going to L.A. since I was 16, 17 years old, 18, coming right back. Going to Atlanta the same way. You know what I'm saying? I met Southside when I was 17 years old. You feel me? That been my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been coming out here fucking with brother and fucking with Savage now for damn near 3-4 years now. You feel me? So it's like, you gotta know what you up against at the end of the day. Like, you could go move to LA and then now all you finna do is have beef with a bunch of LA niggas if you ain't moving the right way. You know what I'm saying?
You can't take the same energy with you.
Hell no, you can't.
You take the same energy that you
can't.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta show love at the end of the day. That's what it's about, showing love. But I don't know, it just gotta be in you. Like, your aura just gotta be like, all the energy around you just gotta be like, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just gotta be on you. That shit gotta be in you for real. Like, nigga just gotta feel it.
I want to know what the solution is though. For
no, I ain't gonna lie. That shit got me thinking too though. Cause how you just explained it, it really just let me know this shit bigger than one person. Cause I be feeling like I could make a difference. But then just talking to him, that's why I wanted to come.
Nah, but keep doing like, that though.
We can't give up.
I'ma definitely keep doing it. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's why you gotta have conversation with like real niggas who understand that thing outside the box. Cause I ain't never really think about shit the way Big Bro placing it right now. You know what I'm saying? Cause it should be damn near impossible for real. So it's like, it takes more than one. It take an army to make this shit better.
And money don't solve it.
Hell no.
Sometimes that make it worse.
It make it worse for sure. Cause you gonna get to the wrong nigga.
And when you create a movement, even bro, this shit just so. Cause you can create a movement and try to goddamn, just say, just like anything else. Martin Luther King, what his name?
Malcolm X.
So you create a movement, then the movement hating at you the face.
If we create the G Herbo movement, niggas crapping the bucket.
And we all shit, we with it. I'm with it. Bank with it. Everybody with it. Woo. It's gonna be a nigga somewhere mad that G Herbo is the face of this.
That G Herbo is the face of the G Herbo movement.
Yeah.
And he could be doing a great job at this shit.
No, for
nigga
real.
Be like, why he got all the way? Bro, he the chosen one.
That's
and
so
then that could turn into shit. Real.
Not to get real, because he gonna poison 4, 5, 10 other niggas to feel how he feel.
Yes,
and now once it's when it's poison internal, it's like it's damn near impossible to fix that shit too. He not lying though. Like,
not to get to preaching, but that shit is hundreds of years.
You gotta get all the hate, all the fuck
shit.
You gotta outlet. That's as soon as he said that, that was my first, the only shit I could think of. You gotta live like Snoop.
You gotta live like Snoop. I'm telling you, you gotta start talking about peace and hit that weed and shit.
Nah, this, for real.
Less gun, but on some real shit
though.
Though
from when Snoop them coming
but
up.
But no, listen,
young niggas smoke.
But even, yeah, yeah. But even Snoop said, "Bro, I ain't never have a murder case till I made murder was the case." So again, back to some big fat energy. Shit.
You it's manifest that shit when you keep
speaking
yeah.
that shit. You manifesting yeah. it. You creating that energy.
No, nah,
you
ain't lying.
That's Snoopy crazy. On I ain't some know other shit now.
He, I ain't never know he said it.
He said that shit in the Breakfast Club. So it's like, you manifest that shit. Start talking about some money and some women and some other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, you ain't lying, though. Nigga definitely be like, nigga mind in his mouth, that shit powerful when you speaking about certain shit. You
hell
know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That tongue is very powerful.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of chatter going around about collaborations. I think I saw some online about Lil Bibby, Polo G. Like, yeah. Are those going to manifest and become a reality, you think?
Yeah, I think they should, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Especially me and Bibby. Shit, that's long overdue, bro.
Y'all pretty much that. Started together, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I ain't going to lie. And shit, I think Bibby, like, he wanna rap for real, but it's like, nigga just making so much money doing other shit, he ain't really tripping about rap, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, nigga yeah. gotta really just motivate him to get in the studio, go lock in for a month, 2 months, and mm-hmm. just by him knowing how to rap and loving that shit, cause that's the reason he even in the industry in the first place, mm-hmm. I think he gonna fall back in love with it like that. Like, that's what I need to do, just go, mm-hmm. had nothing to do, just go lock in with bro, and I think we gonna make some hard ass shit for real. But mm-hmm. that nigga not really thinking about rap, cause shit, he making so much yep, money right, doing yep. other shit, bro. He on yep. some mogul shit right now. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I ain't even thinking about rap at all, for real. Mm-hmm.
Who the next nigga coming out of Chicago?
Out of Chicago, I fuck with Fly Nari, he hard. DCG going crazy. My little brother 40, he going crazy from my hood. That's my little brother. He turned shawty next for sure. My little cousin Lil Wet, he definitely got a crazy little move. My little cousin, he just got out of jail. He just beat a quadruple murder.
Mm. God,
he got
damn.
Out last year. Yeah. He just got out last year.
That shit gonna blow up fast.
Yeah.
Just so how that shit go, bro? Like, you got that. That nigga know, like, he just be the yeah. Tupac.
No,
that how
sure.
this shit go, bro.
For sure.
Nigga, ain't going. This shit take, different.
It's crazy
shit,
for real, though. Like,
yeah.
That little shit right there just take you over the top. Some negative, fucked up ass shit. Like, damn. Nigga just in jail for murder. Pipe him
a
up.
A quadruple,
you know what
murder?
I'm yeah, exactly. A quadruple.
Ding, 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 ding,
exactly.
He the real yeah. deal.
They seeing dollar signs just off
he
that.
The real deal. No, for sure. Even labels look at it like, them folk damn near ask you, what's the story?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Yeah.
Like, what's the gimmick? Like, what we selling?
Exactly. Every time, though.
Don't like, want to know what we selling. Like, you just got that. Like, I'm a passionate rapper. That's yeah. it.
They ain't trying to hit that
but
shit.
But you ain't got nothing
ain't
going on.
Nothing,
what you? Who fucking with you?
They ain't on nothing. No, you ain't lying, though.
You
I
got
swear
that
to
song
God.
Going on.
And that's, I think that's what really take you over the top, though. Like, this, man, it's this nigga named 757 Mono. He from the Rack, too, though. I ain't going to lie. I fuck with him. His music hard. I fuck with Shorty. He going crazy. And let me see who else going crazy out the Rack, man. Damn, it's some other little shorties, too. I can't even think of them, though, right now. Like, I forgot their name, but they going crazy, though. Fuck, I can't even
any
think
females?
Of their name. Yeah, hell yeah. LaMelo, 365, she from the hood. LaMelo, she from my hood, too, a girl. She rap her ass off. I ain't going to lie. She raw as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I really need. I'm going to just do some shit with her just because she going too crazy.
That's
and
hard.
She from my hood, so I got to do some shit with her. Pipe her up for sure. She
is it worth doing, like going to a hood club in Chicago, doing like an after hour, like if you had a concert done?
Man,
to
I ain't gonna lie, you know it's so crazy. Like I just hit my DJ. It's my brother, my real DJ and my producer. He just booked me to do some shit in Chicago for the 4th, and everybody telling me like, don't go. It ain't worth it. Like everybody, like every day, somebody texts me, don't go to that shit, man. Fuck that shit, and. I wasn't finna go, but I was in Chicago on the 4th. I'm like, man, I'm finna just pop in this shit real quick, you know. But it's just me. I think different because, I don't know, I be wanting to show love. That's where I come from. So I feel like I got to move a certain way. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to calculate my steps. But if I can't do that, what I'm doing it for? I'm out here trying to motivate the trenches, and I don't want to go. I can't go. I got to go. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I ain't trying to put myself in the line of fire. Like, I'm not even thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm always thinking about the the worst possible outcome. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm prepared for it. I'm thinking about it. I know it's possible. Every time I walk into an environment, I'm thinking about that for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking about what I'm going to do to get home, because I'm going to get home. I'm going home for sure. So, hell yeah, I still went, though. I ain't going to lie. I just went just because I wanted to feel it. It was cool. I ain't lie. That shit was treacherous, though. As soon as I walked in, I just felt like, oh, yeah. And when I do shit like that, I be showing love. But I be in that bitch mug, and I'm trying to see everything that's going on. Everything in the crowd. I want to see your energy. I want to see if you looking at me like I'm looking at you at the end of the day. And I'm going to show love. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. And then I thought about it. Like, if I got to do that, maybe I shouldn't even be at that shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I think about it different.
Did
like,
you feel
I think
the love? About
both. Yeah, I felt the love. Hell yeah, for sure. But I just know the circumstances. You know what I'm saying? So even though I went, I just went just because I wanted them to feel like, oh yeah, Herb gonna still come back to the city and show love. But at the end of the day, it's certain shit, I just gotta do it right. You know what I'm saying? Like certain, like shit like that, I probably can't go to no shit like that no more, cause it's too, I done outgrown it. That I don't need to do that no more. But at least I did it, just so you know.
Can't say I ain't do it.
You can't say I ain't do it. You can't say I ain't do it every show week, love.
But you can't say I'm saying it. Like,
so next time, if I get booked in Chicago, I gotta get booked at some bigger shit. I can't do that no more, you know, cause if I feel like I gotta do that and be on point and mug niggas, I don't even need to go.
It's too much energy.
Let niggas know I'm with it. I'm with what you with and all that. And I don't even be thinking like when I go do other shit in other clubs, I ain't going there like that. But in Chicago, I'm mugging. I just want to know like, no, I'm still like the same nigga
still with
at the end of the day. You feel me? But I don't even want to have to do that for real. Because that energy, if I got to come in there with that energy, I don't even, that shit going to possibly happen. You feel what I'm saying? It'll possibly happen just because. Like, I'm not mugging because I want a nigga to feel like I'm tough. I'm mugging because I'm really on point trying to be aware of my surroundings. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas get mad at a nigga for anything. Your music come on, you can be rapping your shit. Nigga feel like you rapping
them. Rapping at them. And that didn't happen. Like, I done been in concerts and seeing niggas looking, like, in previous concerts and shit. Like, seeing niggas looking because I'm seeing certain words and I guess they want to feel like I really mean it or feel like I'm talking to them or some shit. And I done really seen that, like, damn. And there's certain times I done really look, mug right back at niggas and like, felt like I'm nigga, rapping to them here? The whole time. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta stop doing it. I can't even, like, now I don't even pay attention to the crowd. It is what it is.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
You could have did anything else but rap. What you would have did?
I would have went to hoop. I would have tried to play D1 basketball and then to try to go to the league, man. I ain't going to lie. The streets, if I wouldn't have really, like, steered over to the streets and I really dedicated myself to basketball all 4 years of high school, I could have probably did something.
But if rap, okay, after you chose rap, and if that shit wouldn't have became lucrative for you, what you would have did?
Shit. Probably, I would have definitely fucked around and did, like, real estate, just stay in Chicago, because my daddy do real estate, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I would have learned that under him, you know, because if I wouldn't have just been in the streets and just said, fuck it, for real, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was so, like, just caught up in my neighborhood and shit going on around there. If I would have choose the good route, I would have did real estate. But if I would have just stayed me, I would have just been in the hood, just thugging the whole time, you feel what I'm saying? Probably just had 100,000 or some shit like that, been one of them niggas, couple 100,000 in my hood, just out there just taking whatever come with that shit, you feel what I'm saying? If rap ain't working, I was just still stuck in my old ways and ain't thinking no positive way to make it out that shit, I'll still be in the streets for real.
You ever had a moment where you feel like, man, I'm fucked this shit?
Hell yeah. That's what really made me, like, focus on just rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, some shit happened and, like I said, a motherfucker then got in a chase or some crazy shit like that and niggas wind up shooting at me, all type of shit. I'm like, man, fuck this shit, boy. This shit over with. You know what I'm saying? I was making money off music already, you know? So I'm like, why is I'm even...
No, I'm saying, ain't it make you say fuck rap, like?
Not for real. Like, hell no, I ain't gonna lie. Like, it did though, certain, like, because I ain't gonna lie. When, like...
Or getting frustrated with this
shit. Yeah, you'll get frustrated with some shit when you see, like you said earlier, like, nigga don't really give you the respect you feel like you deserve. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the internet. I think with the internet, when you get tricked off of paying attention to the internet and what the fans say, it'll make you be like, man, fuck it. Because I done said that before, though. Like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't even finna keep on trying to prove myself and doing that shit. But it's like just being a real nigga. Who you proving yourself to at the end of the day? Like,
right.
I had to really realize, like, man, these fans gonna hate you today, love you tomorrow, then hate you again. You know what I'm saying? And once I figured that out, it just motivated me to want to keep rapping. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the industry and... You feel like you got to chase a record, or feel like you got to be bigger than a certain person. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what they try to make you do. Like, even your so-called fans, you'll be on your own shit. Like, sometimes I get bored. I read my comments and shit like that. And the fans, they'll be like comparing you to other rappers and shit, compare you to this person. Oh, yeah, you need a song with him, or you need a record like this. And, oh, you falling off, that shit trash. And they'll see it, and then, like, if you ain't got thick skin, that shit'll really make you want to give up.
Hell yeah.
You gotta be like, man, hell no, I know I'm hard at the end of the day. Like, I know I'm right. Hard, you know? And, like, it was a time where I wasn't traveling. I wasn't doing no shows or nothing. This was before the pandemic. I had got stuck in Chicago for, like, 10 months fighting a case. My judge ain't let me travel. So I probably missed, like, at least, like, 3 million just in shows because I couldn't go nowhere. Like, for 10, 11 months, for real.
Yeah.
And big ass looks. I miss Rolling Loud, all the Rolling Louds, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was making music, but I wasn't dropping it because my shit wasn't, like, my brand wasn't where I needed it to be anyway. Right. I feel like my shit would have flopped if I would have just dropped in the middle of that. So I had to overcome that shit. And while I'm overcoming it, that was when I'm reading the comments and seeing, like, oh, yeah, this nigga falling off. That shit ain't this. This
and
ain't
you
that.
You know you can't move.
And I'm
you
knowing
can't do
I
yet.
Can't do shit. So that shit kind of did have me, like, wanting to give up for real. And, like, I'm like, I can't, though. So I just kept going to the studio. This was right before PTSD dropped. That's what I was working on. And that shit was, like, tough for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I wasn't making no money on the road. All I had was my ancillary money. So if I wasn't really, like, independent in my business, wasn't set up the way it was, I would have been fucked up for real, like. Wouldn't have been really seeing no money, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times artists don't really see no money unless they doing shows and shit like that, you know? Yeah. So I was spending a lot of money just being in Chicago. Like, I'm like, man, I had moved out my crib. All I had was my mama crib, my mama house. So I was staying downtown in hotels, and I'm telling myself, like, I'm not buying no condo because I'm not even trying to get comfortable here. Like, I'm finna just spend all this money in hotels and say, fuck it. So I'm spending a lot of money, but I ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to the studio, and it's like I went into a real slump. And I'm like, man, this shit frustrated. It really made me, like, feel like, damn, I had to question myself. Like, man, is this shit really finna work for me? You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that, and, I, like, if a motherfucker really paying attention, that shit just inspire them to not give up, because you will go through them slumps where you really questioning yourself and you seeing everything else around the world moving but you. Mm-hmm. And you like, damn, man, is this shit getting ugly? Is it over with for me? Am I really finna be a story? Like one of them artists that just did this and ain't do nothing else.
Praise it, never will. Exactly. What pulled you out of that, though?
When I actually finished my album, like when I was in the studio listening to my shit complete, and I felt like, damn, this shit hard. Like, I know when the world hear it, like I got that confidence listening to my music, like, man, when the world hear this shit, I know they gonna have to respect it. They gonna mm-hmm. have to co-sign it. Like my whole album, when I heard it, it was complete and I turned it in, and I had, like, right before my album dropped in February, I had one last court date, and I was betting on if I was gonna have to shit go sit down for my last gun chart, if I was gonna have to sit down, or if the judge was gonna throw it out and lift my trap. So I was betting on that, and I just had like high spirits, like, man, I'm gonna be good. I know I'm gonna be good. So when they lifted the shit, like probably the end of January, right before I dropped my shit, it just gave me a breath of fresh air. Like, all right, my shit finna drop. I could move around. I could go tour. So I went straight to L.A. and moved back out there. I already had a crib in L.A., but that shit was just sitting for like a year. You know what I'm saying? I had went back to my crib. And when I dropped my shit, it was like, that shit ain't never happened. Like, it's like, you know, when you go through them dark times and shit and then you get to the finish line, it make you strong. It feel like that shit ain't never really happened for real. You forget about it. It was like a breath of fresh air. So I had to go through that to know, like, man, it's always light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to take whatever come with this shit now. Like, whatever frustrations or whatever, like, adversity that come with this shit, you just got to take it and just lean towards it. That's what I did the whole time. Just lean towards it. Like, man, fuck it. I'm going to get through this shit. And I got through it.
What's the biggest key you think to being successful as an independent artist? Because a lot of people kind of like, man, that independent shit too hard, or yeah, I ain't got the money for
that
it.
That shit
or
is hard, though.
It is hard, right? That shit tough. But what's some of the keys, though?
You got to have good internal, like, business. You got to have good internal structure. Like, I got partnerships, you know what I'm saying, with Republic, with Label Services and Ingrooves.
So you say you got a partner, so you're not signed to them, but you...
Yeah, no, okay. For sure. We just partner in Universal right now.
Right.
So I feel, and it's the truth, you know, anybody could contest to it who actually know. If I didn't have a good internal business set up already, it wouldn't work for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as my release schedule, the way I release music, the way I gotta package my shit and have it bundled to deliver to them, because all I'm supposed to really do is deliver, and then they just amplify the shit and make it what it's supposed to be. But you got to have a good business set up internally to, like, make sure your shit is structured the right way so you could go and get this independent, you know what I'm saying, situation. Or you could go partnering and have deals with, like, these big companies that's just going to make your shit, you know, reach the people that it's supposed to reach, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to spend money. That's the first thing, though.
You got to
be willing to spend money and know I'm spending money for my shit. So if you're spending a couple $100,000 on marketing and you feel like, damn, I should have bought a Richard, I post about a Richard, you lost already. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, all right, shit, you balling in itself. That is balling. If I'm able to go spend $1 million or $500,000, whatever, right then on the spot to make sure my shit do what it's supposed to do, shit,
right,
you can't tell me I ain't bossed up. I ain't got to have no Richard, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to put my money right back into myself, and then the profit come later. So I might spend my liquid cash, put a couple million into my shit, and then, shit, nigga, just really waiting. You making a sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? You putting your money back into your shit and waiting to see what it's going to do. And at the end of the day, the way, like, the digital shit and all this shit set up, you could actually see your analytics, you know what I'm saying, and what you projected to do and how much money you projected to make. I done seen it with my own eyes. So if you believe in your shit and you know that, why not? And spend some money and you know you projected to make this. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It's kind of like, I ain't gonna lie, this, the music industry really like the streets at the end of the day. If you know how to hustle a little bit, you kind of could get it. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to hustle and spend money on yourself, it's like investing in your trap, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? When you invest in your trap, shit, it's going to blossom. You're going to make profit, you know? So with independent, it's just all about understanding, like, you're going to have to put in the most work. You know, you got to pay for your own videos. You got to pay for your own marketing. And then you could partner with, you know, the label marketing or certain marketing and merchandise companies and shit like that. But You got to figure that out internally. They're not going to figure out your merch ideas, your what you got to do for your shows as far as touring. You know what I'm saying? You got to partner with people. When you independent, you got to already put the work in and know, all right, I'm going to go hit these cities. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shoot these videos. I'm going to promote this single. Or I ain't going to promote a single at all. I'm just going to turn my project in and let it do what it do. Mm-hmm. And they got to trust you to know, like, damn, he ain't even got a single, but shit, we gonna still fuck with it because I feel like it's gonna do this, this, and this. You know what I'm saying? So it's a long way, though. It's like you taking the stairs. You're not taking the elevator. You For know sure. what I'm saying? You gotta grow little by little, being an independent artist. But that's all they care about at the end of the day. As long as you're not doing this and you doing this, you ain't gotta grow this like this way. You feel what I'm saying? You could just do this and they gonna still fuck with you because they making money and you making money. And you doing all the hard work. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just delivering some shit. They gonna work, but all the hard work, you willing to do that yourself within your team, you know what I'm saying? So with being independent, you got to work like that. And you feel me? It's
what's the first
look complicated.
What's the first team member you think you need to have? Because people, artists always, I need a manager. But I'll be like, the manager ain't just going to solve your problems. If you ain't got nothing going on, they can't manage shit. So I always tell people, man, get you a lawyer and an engineer first. That's me, you know what I'm saying? But what you think?
You definitely should have a lawyer automatically. You should have a lawyer. And that's a good setup, though. A lawyer, engineer, and you should have a PR or a publicist. Mm. And then the manager could come after that, you know what I'm saying? But if you got a good PR, a good publicist, I feel like, shit, that's kind of like having a manager in itself, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get you the looks that you need, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like, a manager is somebody who going to go hustle for you. Don't get me wrong. They're going to go hustle for you. But if you don't got the right manager that's going to get you the right looks, you just, it's like you hustling backwards. You just getting all this shit and then you hustling, just, you don't even know where you going. Nigga done did all this shit and been in every city and made some money, but your brand ain't grown at all. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to have, like, I feel like you need a publicist or a PI that's going to get you the right looks and get you the right brand and shit. And they going to ask you what you look, what you trying to, like, accomplish within yourself in this amount of time. And when you do that, they gonna go out and try to get it. And if they not getting it, at least you see. You know what I'm saying? With a manager, you ain't really seeing that because they just bring you money. I got this opportunity. I got this, this, this. So nigga be eating, but your brand not growing. You feel what I'm saying? Especially being independent, you need that.
So if there were three things that you could make sure that your sons understood about life, what would they be?
It'd be one that, shit, the world cruel. Ain't nothing gonna come to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm like, I'm tough on my kids a little bit. Like, on the internet, it might look like I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I want my kids, especially with them being boys, they gotta have, like, ferociousness. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, with them, especially with them being my kids, they not gonna get no break. Like, hey, you heard them, son. You had this shit easy. They gonna try to knock them right on their ass. So you gotta have, like, you got to be prepared for that. You got to have thick skin for that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Two, it'll be you gotta be a hard worker. Like, you got to really go hustle because I could have all this shit and I could give it to you, but I want my kids to be able to take what I get them and make put that more on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, and you got to learn that early. Like, I want to be, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's some way where all the big shit that my kids get in life, I want them to have to, like, work for it, and not necessarily like work and go make money, just like
put in some kind of effort,
put in some type of effort to make me proud, to want to give you this shit. You know what I'm saying? And shit, you could have a Ferrari at 16 if you do that. You know what I'm saying? If you just working and you not on no lazy shit because you got it. And that's one thing that I like, and that scared me, like, you know what I'm saying, being somebody that got money and able to do so much for their kids. Like, you get comfortable early, you know what I'm saying? And you want to give your kids the world because I worked hard for this shit. So I want to be able to spoil them. But it's like, how do you, it's a certain way you got to do it. And I ain't found that balance yet. Like, how do I spoil my kids without making them spoiled? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the last thing would be to respect women, for sure. Just respect women, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, with doing that, if you respect women, it'll just take you a long way. You know what I'm saying? It don't gotta be just your woman. I feel like you just get blessings in life. Just respect the women.
Yeah, it lengthens your years. Yeah.
So I definitely teach them that, you know, because nowadays, like, shit, kids just ain't big on respect, period, especially towards women, you know what I'm saying? And seeing that shit on, like, the internet will make you definitely, like, not respect women, you know what I'm saying? I feel like those three things, once you got that, once you got, like, discipline and, like, ferociousness to understand that the world is against you already, like, and not being afraid of that and just willing to go conquer it, and you got to hustle, and you got, like, if you respect women, shit, you got self-respect, dignity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to let nobody disrespect you just because the respect you got for, like, women and them the people who raised you. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like if you got them three, man, you're going to be good, for sure.
For sure. And then another thing, too, that I always ask people, like, when they're here is, if you could pick, like, one or two things that you've never done in your life that you want to do, like, on, like, some bucket list type shit before you die, like, what would they be?
One, for me, probably jump off an airplane. I don't know why I want to do some shit like that.
Jump off an airplane? You talking about, like, the skydive shit?
Yeah, like, skydive off an airplane. I'm scared of that shit, though. I'm scared of it.
But so it'll be like you're fighting your fears type shit?
Yeah, I'm scared of that type of shit, but I want to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, when I see it on TV and movies and shit, that shit be looking fun.
Why they don't let a nigga jump by himself, though? Why they got to lay off on the
air? Yeah,
they
got to lay off on the air.
I want to jump by myself.
See, that's what I want to do.
You better say your life if it don't go right.
Yeah. No, you ain't lying, though. But I want to jump by myself, though. You ain't lying.
After you be on...
After you learn how to do it, nah, that'll be just my luck. I do that shit in. Nigga, fumble with some shit, man.
Let y'all have that one.
I ain't gonna lie, see, I ain't
that
think about it like
don't
that.
Look right, laying on your back. I don't like that part of it.
Nah, you gotta have
jump out the motherfucker.
You gotta have a professional. You gotta be a woman or something. I'm telling man, let me get a girl laying on my back. Or something. Fuck all that other shit. You gotta do it like that. The second shit I do on my bucket list, after I jump off a plane, man, it'll be like, I don't know. I want to go somewhere like some monumental shit, like see one of the wonders of the world, some shit like that. You know, like I don't really travel. Like I never, as long as I still been like making money and shit and been an artist, I ain't really travel. I only been to like three countries, probably. That's it. I've been to Jamaica that one time. Well, I've been twice. I went with me and Big Bro went to Jamaica before. I've been to Canada, and I've been to Mexico and London. With Juice WRLD, that was
that
it.
That shit be cool though.
Yeah, no, hell yeah, that shit was like, them was some of the best times I had in my life. But just doing that, I want to travel. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Like non-work related travel.
I want to take some time while I'm just traveling, just me and my girl and my kids and shit. Just some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like with my family, my mama, take my mama to go do see some shit like that. That's what I really want to do. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That's why I be hustling like real hard right now because I want to just take like a real year off, man. Not to disappoint my fans, and I'm probably going to still put music out, but I want to just take a year off to do whatever I want to do.
Right.
Because I've been working too hard for too long. I've been doing this shit down there 10 years, and I need to chill a little bit.
Chill,
too. Yeah, yeah.
Gerbo, we appreciate you, my brother. Congratulations on your new project, 25. You know what I'm saying? Much continued love and success to you. Any final words for the Big Facts supporters?
Yeah, man. For Big Facts, you know, I wanted to come here personally. And, because the shit we kick and we going to talk on here, I don't be able to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I feel like other blogs and other, like, not even blogs, just other podcasts and other outlets, you know what I'm saying? Media outlets you come on, they not going to really, like, pick your brain and make you say some shit that want to motivate or inspire somebody else, you know?
They just focus on the negative.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to come here so I could be able to talk about stuff from a real one, like, from get a woman perspective from Jay, talk to you, Scream, get your perspective, talk to Big Bro, because I know, like, Big Bro is, like, he a real nigga. He fuck with real niggas, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I do it. I want to motivate the streets for real, you know what I'm saying? And motivate anybody that's listening, even if you're not in the streets, just motivate you to want to do something, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I really wanted to come on here. Yeah, so I can talk about that type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
that's why I said this shit, the culture, bro. We need more people to come on and, like, talk about shit like that that's going to help somebody do something, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that other shit don't really be about nothing for real, you know what I'm saying? And understanding that and knowing it, and when you seeing it from the outside looking in, you feel me, it make you wanna, like Brick Bro was just saying, like, man, hey, a nigga let's hear this and see this and be like, nah, hey, I'm finna keep going, shit. Herbo did exactly. Fuck all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day, life gonna be hard. They gonna put, like, it's gonna be pressure on everybody who doing something, no matter if you're an artist, an athlete, whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying? But when you lean towards the pressure, you're going to overcome it, you know? And I feel like you only going to hear shit like that on Big Facts. You only going to be able to talk mm-hmm. about shit like that on here, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So mm-hmm. that's why I fuck with it, gang.
Yes, sir.
Love it. Love it. Nah, Big Facts. www.bigfactspod.com. G Herbo, salute. Big Herb.
Go.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.